This is a DJBooth.net exclusive interview.
What's going on, y'all? It's your boy Z doing it real big and on the phone from New York, relaxing, about to watch The Wire on demand. But before he did, he pressed pause to talk to me. It's my man Styles P. How you doing, fam?
Z, what up, baby?
Hey, it's great to talk to you. Please, now before I even go anywhere, promise me. As much as you can promise me.
This album. I'm not going to say that, Z. Nah, it'll be out the 19th, Z.
Beautiful, beautiful. December 19th.
If it's not out the 19th, I won't be around no more.
Okay, well, I don't want to know what you're going to do if it's not out the 19th. But time is money, which should be on a store shelf just in time for people to make that last holiday shopping stop. Talk about what we can all expect once this album is in stores.
Great lyrics, man. Great lyrics, a great put-together album. Good beats. Good features on it. December 19th, make sure you get it. I got the likes of people like High Tech, Havoc, Scott Storch, Little John, Dame Grease, Vinny Idol, Neo the Matrix, Rough Riders producer. Got my man Akon on there, my man Sizzla Kalungi, Talib Kweli, Jagged Edge, Marshall for Flowetry, group called Flipside, and my man Gerald LaVert. God bless you there.
Beautiful lineup you have accompanying you on this album. And Styles Pete, when you named it Time is Money, did you have any idea that after pushing back the album time after time from the label, then there'd be sort of an ironic twist to what you ended up titling it?
I ended up titling it before. I knew what it was. I made the title when I was in jail. So I was sitting on a bunk one day. I was like, really? Like, fucking Time is Money. Because it's like I blew up off of one single. Nobody expected me to blow up. I put a lot of work out. I did a lot of work before I got in. Like, I went to jail. Before I went to jail, my house burned. So I had to go buy another place. It was crazy. And then just sitting in there, I was realizing, like, you know, I could, besides missing my family, I was fucking around missing a lot of money. Like, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, really, like, time is money. If you're wasting time, you're really fucking with your money.
I tell you who else is wasting time, and that's your label Interscope, all the money that they could have been making after all these numerous release dates that have been pushed back and back. What's been the most frustrating thing for you personally as an artist who's been in the game so long?
Waiting for the music to be heard. I mean, my music not being heard.
Well, last year you had a couple singles go to radio. First of all, I'm Black. It got a nice buzz. The song had some controversial content according to critics here and there. Do you think that it's because Interscope didn't give the song enough of a push that made it kind of falter?
I would say that, and then I'm gonna be a little critic on myself.
Okay.
Maybe people didn't expect that kind of song from me. Some people, I guess, and the label push, and then I guess the type of song it was.
But Styles P, you've always been known to be an artist who's been very lyrical.
That's
very
what I thought.
Point.
I thought that's what I thought. You know what it is? I think when people look at me or as an artist, they either, some people see me as the artist that I am, or they view me one or two ways. Like, some people look at me as, like, all hard. Like, yo, that's my nigga. He's the hardest nigga out. Boom. You know, that's it. Some people look at me as like, yo, that's a, like, you know, that's a lyricist right there. That's a real true lyricist, and there's mad jewels in the lyrics and conscience. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So some people look at me as gangster, and some people look at me as conscious. And then some people see me for both, which would really be me.
I was just going to say, being diverse is probably the best bet in the hip-hop game, because then you're able to touch so many different audiences instead of just one.
Yeah, that's why I tried to let them know on the first album, Gangsta and a Gentleman. That was the purpose of it, let you know. It's like two sides of the coin.
I think that was pretty clear, though, before Gangsta and a Gentleman was even released, because that's how you were back in the day when Relax were recording with Bad Boy. You've always been that way, and as an MC, you've just grown, but the staple there, the lyrical content. Did Interscope not know what they were getting with you when they signed you?
I don't really know. Like, I can't really. You know what it is? I pretty much think I'm not really marketable, because there's no. I'm not trying to sell anything but my lyrics. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that might be a problem with people dealing with me, because the only thing I'm giving you is my soul. I could just give you my heart and my soul. There's no gimmick behind me. I'm not big on jewelry. I'm not big on being I'm just a quiet kind of guy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm dedicated to my art. I am on an ego trip, you could say ego trip, or I'm real cocky when it comes to being a lyricist, or...
You could call it confidence, right?
Yeah, confidence. I'm overconfident. People call cockiness overconfidence, so I guess you could say I'm that with that, because I feel no one is harder than me, like when it comes to lyrics and streets, and I really be on the streets, so, you know.
Don Speed, in retrospect, do you wish you had done a deal, maybe an independent with Koch or something like that?
In retrospect, I'm about to do an independent deal.
Okay, good.
In retrospect. So, I mean, everything happens for a reason. You live and you learn. You learn off of everything. I think I'm one of them people, and I just happen to be a rapper and being a limelight somewhat. I go through trials and tribulations in life, and I think God, you know, God puts me through to see certain shit or learn certain shit, because just maybe if I would have been independent a couple years ago, maybe I wouldn't have been mature enough, because my mind state was like way out.
So you're saying that everything happens for a reason?
Yeah, I believe everything happens for a reason. God has his own time.
Okay. Well, hopefully that'll all mean success for this album, Time is Money, which again is in the source.
I don't think this album's... I mean, I think it'll do all right.
Okay.
I don't think it's going to do what I do when I first started making an album. You understand what I'm saying? And I kind of know what you got to do to make an album successful. And timing got a lot to do with it. Promotion got a lot to do with it. Marketing got a lot to do with it. I think in the long run, I'll be all right, because they'll respect my grind and my hustle and how I put it out there. I'm sure to go gold. But the platinum success I was looking for, I don't believe it's going to come. I hope that God is going to come. I think it'll come in the long run. I don't fucking know. But I just don't expect the big bang. Like, I don't really expect to have an incredibly huge first week or anything like that.
I'll tell you what album will go platinum, though. I'm gonna tell you right now. I spoke with Sheik back in March, and he said that you guys have been in the studio, and a Lox album is on the horizon. And I guarantee you, regardless of promotions or marketing, and I think you might have to agree with me here, that a return Lox album under... you name the label, doesn't really matter.
Yeah,
definitely.
That's going to be off the meter. That's going to be off the meter, because everybody's thirsty to hear all three of us together again.
So when's it going to happen?
We're working on the music right now. We're just working on the politics side, you know us. People don't understand, like, we don't fuck around until we happy.
I know.
If you don't fight for your rights, I mean, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything.
I couldn't agree more. Styles P, with Jay's album just dropping, Nas has an album on the horizon. Do you feel like state of hip-hop from New York, East Coast, do you feel like it's getting back to the type of credibility it had late 80s, 90s, when the lyrical content was there? It wasn't necessarily about radio play and selling units. It was about showing everybody your love for the music.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope so, because right now it fucking sucks. It fucking truly sucks right now. So I really hope so. I know on December 19th, for those who want to fucking hear lyrics and real life content, like real life content, that's the day for you, man. I know I play my fucking part. When you hear this fucking Lox project, I know that's gonna play its part.
Last question before I let you go. With the album dropping so close to the start of the new year, I want to know, what resolutions does Styles P have? What are you gonna change for next year?
Me, I'm gonna try to be more focused. Try to pay more attention. Try to be more, you know, more of a critic on myself, and be more of a listener. Try to eat better too.
Okay.
Definitely eat better. I'm gonna cut out. I don't eat chicken now. I'm gonna try to even cut out. I'm gonna still eat fish, but I'm not gonna eat any fried. I'm gonna try to eat baked grill, eat more vegetables, exercise, and try to remain humble and appreciate the smaller things in life. Sometimes you gotta appreciate breathing. Like, sometimes being in this industry and this and that, like, people ask me, yo, how do you feel that you didn't get your top point, the pinnacle of your success, where you should be? You know, sometimes it is frustrating, but then sometimes I gotta say, you know, we got a great status and we've been around for a lot of years, and when we'll die, we'll count, and then people will play our music and love us, and we wasn't just the big bang for the moment, and then nobody remembered you. All half of the money and all the respect beats all of the money and half of the respect in my book.
Is there anybody towards the end of the year that you're thinking about where it's forgive and forget, or the people who pissed you off are going to stay in your bad graces? And
nah, I ain't got beef with nobody. Like, my next year is going to be a great, successful year for me. Most likely I'll put out an independent album somewhere. Make sure I don't have to split them like a fucking head.
Well, I hope you're not in that position. I wish you nothing but the best of luck with your album, Time is Money, long overdue and highly anticipated, out in stores December the 19th, right in time to pick up that album for the holidays. And regardless of what you think, I'm going to tell you right now, you don't need marketability. As long as there's talent, you got it. And best of luck to you.
Thank you, bro.